And now it's time to ask some more questions of a political nature. These questions, though, to our State House reporter, Mike Dean. He joins us most weeks to give us an update from Boston. Morning, Mike.
Hey, good morning.
Well, debates continue around the state as candidates in a variety of races are making their pitches ahead of the election, which is November 6th. Let's talk first about a debate that happened on the weekend, and it was between U.S. Senator Elizabeth Warren and Republican challenger Jeff Deal. They debated in Springfield at WGBY, and that's a sister station for WGBH and WCAI. So let's talk about what happened there.
Yeah, I think this is a little bit different from the first engagement between Deal and Warren that happened, you know, a week prior to that. But this time, Warren took every opportunity to link her challenger, Deal, to President Trump. Deal was, of course, the co-chair of Trump's campaign here in Massachusetts. He really does agree with the president on most issues. He doesn't use the same rhetoric at most times, doesn't really have the same attitude that the president does. But Deal is pretty Trumpy in this race. And I think Warren is out to remind voters of that, so that they can, you know, probably send her back to D.C. to do combat with Trump.
And so that means Deal's not really distancing himself from Trump. I mean, Massachusetts generally kind of liberal state.
Yeah, I mean, Trump is very unpopular here, according to polls. Deal is trying to, you know, make his own brand, be his own man. Like I said, he's in attitude and tone, he's very different from the president. But when it comes down to policy, and really when it comes down to the way he would vote in the United States Senate, he would be far more aligned with the Republican majority than I think most Massachusetts voters want. So he's got to kind of make his own claim if he's going to stand a chance in November.
And this debate came on the heels of Warren making public a DNA test. So did that come up in this debate?
It did. That's a good example of where Deal has not taken the same path as the president. He's really stayed away from the whole Native American, you know, Pocahontas thing. I don't think he's uttered the word yet, which I think is, you know, a favorite of Trump's. But he said that it does go towards Warren's credibility that she would have used something like this, her heritage in the past for really whatever reason.
Okay, let's switch gears to another debate, and that was Secretary of State William Galvin going against his Republican challenger Anthony Amore on WGBH, our parent station, earlier this week, trading some barbs and some insults. And for listeners who are saying, what does the Secretary of State do? That office is in charge of overseeing elections and some other areas like corporate governance. So what were some of the takeaways from that debate, which sounds like it did get heated at times?
Yeah, that one actually sounded a little bit more Trumpian, so to speak, than the U.S. Senate race, even though Anthony Amore, the Republican running against Bill Galvin, is not really a Trump-style Republican at all. He's far more aligned with the Charlie Baker moderate wing of the party. Bill Galvin's been in office for around 25 years, and he came to play. And what we've seen in the primary and now in the general election is that Galvin will bring up his opponent's voter history and use it against them. He did that against Josh Zakim in the Democratic primary, and he did it again against Amore in this debate. It turns out that Amore didn't vote in 14 elections, according to Galvin's office. He, of course, has ready access to that kind of public information, and really used the fact that Amore, who was an elected member of the Swampscott town meeting, didn't attend many of those votes during the town meeting, and now he's trying to run for the top elections spot in the Commonwealth. Of course, the Secretary of State runs the elections. They have a certain jurisdiction over corporate governance and historical preservation. It's kind of a wide profile. And we saw in that debate that Galvin really stood by his record against Amore's attacks, that Galvin hasn't done enough to secure Massachusetts' election system in this day of hackers and different operatives trying to influence American elections.
That's right. And you can read more. Mike Dean has some coverage on WGBHnews.org of this debate. Mike Dean, our State House reporter, thanks a lot. Have a great weekend.
And you too.